got your shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it's sink or swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it's sink or swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank, word to Chris Hanks. Before to put it all together, this is big thanks. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This is just what I do and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, well homie keep going. You know the saying, you gon' reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016, like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general from the front, I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal, fell on my lap, never going hard as ever. The results match the effort.
Hey, everybody, good morning, and welcome to the Shrimp Tank, brought to you right here on the Business Radio X Network, where we interview some of the brightest and best business owners in and throughout the state of Georgia. And we talk about the do's and don'ts of starting, growing, and running a successful business. The Shrimp Tank, we also bring you live pitches from time to time. These are students that will bring in the new business ideas, the future entrepreneurs, the people that will make America great again. I guess we can say that on the show today. And it's really neat because we end up finding out from our business owners how you swim or sink in the tank. In just a few minutes, we're going to be joined by our guest today, Mark Fonseca from Fonseca Clothiers. He's a haberdasher. I like saying that word because why not? You get to use an SAT word every once in a while. You ought to be able to do it. If not here on the Shrimp Tank, where else should you do it? Now, normally, I am joined by my co-host, Chris Hanks. I don't know where he is today, Ryan. Do you know where Chris is today?
I think he's stuck in class.
Stuck in class?
Stuck in class. Teacher wouldn't let him leave, or his professor told him he couldn't leave the campus.
This seems like a variable, unviable, poor excuse about why not to be at the Shrimp Tank. But we've got Ryan on the mic today who's going to join me. And even Lee Heisman couldn't join today. He's recovering from surgery. I think I embarrassed him enough last time, so I won't bring it up again. But let's just say he's out.
He's
indisposed, and he won't be the butt of our jokes today. Not right here on the Shrimp Tank, but we're also excited because we've got a special guest on today as well. We often try to bring on students from KSU. We've got Amalia Londano, who's a senior, soon to be graduating, doing a double major there in finance and management. Those are the two that you actually, one degree is done already, but I really wanted to ask you just to start this today because, folks, if you don't know what's going on at Kennesaw State University, it's really some amazing stuff. Led by Chris Hanks, and over the past year now, some explosive stuff has been happening. It originally started out as this Center for Entrepreneurship with Chris Hanks being the executive director and the founder, leaving UGA and creating this sort of degree in entrepreneurship where your child can actually go for 4 years to Kennesaw State and get a degree in entrepreneurship. Now, some major funding came behind it, and it now is called the SHORE Center for Entrepreneurship, which, you know, I guess could be a double entendre, but it sort of works out well. So, Amalia, you spent some time in the entrepreneurship program?
Right, yes. First, thank you for having me here today.
Yeah, of course.
And he was my professor last semester for a class that it's called Venture Analysis.
And Venture Analysis. I didn't know Hanks was that smart. He teaches those kinds of classes?
Yeah.
Now, what's the best thing that you learned in that class?
Well, I learned that you have to be able to take risk in life, you know. You have to be able to get out of your comfort zone if you want to do something for yourself. And compared to some other classes, it really gives you a perspective of what is having your own business like, you know.
So, boy, I would say even if you don't go to Kennesaw State, it would be fun for anybody listening to the show today to sit in one of Chris Hanks' class because he will not let you sit in the back. You can't sit isolated and basically stare in your notebook. He makes you move from side to side. I think in the class that I ended up teaching there, 14 of the kids were in the first two rows and every other row was blank. Is that typical?
Yeah.
Do they get you out of your comfort zone at KSU inside of those kinds of entrepreneurial classes?
Definitely. At the beginning, it does feel like a little bit weird because like you don't know the people, but then you end up being like family with them, you know, so close. You end up like seeing them like friends, like really, really close friends.
Well, it's pretty cool. They have the KSU 100 that's starting to happen here shortly with all of these young entrepreneurs at the school. It's sort of a Shark Tank meets The Voice in one spot with Chris Hanks running that. So it should be some really exciting stuff. I know a lot of entrepreneurs around the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia are coming in to mentor a lot of the kids and actually be judging, which is great. Now, we're going to bring on our guest, Mark Fonseca, in just a minute. But I would be remiss this week at least to not talk a little bit about this election. Except I'm not going to be like the dumb Facebook people and write some notes that you're probably going to regret in 5 years that you read down the road. I abstain from writing any kind of notes like that because, honestly, it's just senseless. Let me say what it does mean to small business owners out there because you may be wondering. And just because I'm a financial guy, I like to put my tax hat on and say, look, this is going to be a great 4 years to be a small business owner. Now, the question you may say is why? Are we going to be going to war? Is this because you get to participate in building the wall? No, it's not for any of those reasons. The main reason and the thing that I want you to take away from today is simply this. If you own an LLC, if you have a partnership, if you have a corporation, if this gets passed, and by the way, now that you have a Republican House and a Republican Senate and a Republican president, if it doesn't get passed, it probably won't get passed. They want to take your tax rate in these corporations down to 15%. Now, typically, for those of you that have an S corporation or an LLC that's taxed as an S corporation, the reality is when you get pass-through income, it's treated as personal ordinary income. So some of you may pay 30, 40, even with state taxes, as much as 50% of your money to Uncle Sam. It goes down to 15%. Now, what will this do? I think about it because I own a couple of businesses. I know Mark we're going to talk to in a second. He owns a number of businesses. It doesn't get you excited to do anything more except to grow your business bigger and greater. Hire more employees. It gives you more cash flow to invest in the business. And you get excited about growing top line revenue. That's really cool stuff. The rest of the stuff, I wouldn't even worry about it. You get your corporate taxes down at 15% as a business owner. You are fired up. You have to sometimes separate the egg from the yolk. The fact of the matter is that the country is $20 trillion in debt. This is like you at home having $200,000 of credit card debt. What would you do? You either have to increase income or reduce expenses or do both. Well, look, we only create income in three ways here in America. We only do it through income tax, payroll tax, and corporate tax. So you either have to tax a few people a lot more money, which, by the way, doesn't solve the problem, or B, you have to figure out how to expand the wage base and get more money in the system. This is the idea of putting cash back in a small business owner's hands, is that you can increase the wage base greater to start creating more revenue, or you have to cut expenses. You pick your bullet from that gun. Medicare, Medicaid, out. Well, that's the top one. Social Security, number two. Defense, number three. The interest on the debt, what are we going to say? We're not going to pay ourselves back anymore. Federal pensions, you want to cut those for vets? Look, there's only so many bullets in the gun to cut expenses. So this is, you have to take your mind out of this sometimes. This is, there are political issues that get very social out there, but I like looking at math. I'm a math guy. Math is we're $20 trillion in debt. We average $600 billion a year in federal deficit right now. You can only fix that either by increasing revenue or decreasing expenses or doing both. Or what you could do is file bankruptcy. Let's be honest. We're not filing bankruptcy here. We're not going to tell China we're bankrupt. We're not going to tell Europe we're bankrupt because they're more bankrupt than we are. So I just think about this. It could be a very, very exciting 4 years to be an entrepreneur and a small business owner because your tax rates, if passed, will be extremely low. I think it's a great time to be getting into starting a business. Just my opinion. But that being said, very excited on today to bring on a friend and also somebody that I've done business with for many years, Mark Fonseca, who's the owner of Fonseca Clothiers Incorporated. Now, how did I get involved with Mark? I can't remember. I met him through somebody and I ended up buying some stuff and then buying some more stuff and then buying some more stuff. But talk about this. Look, a lot women are a lot better than this at men, but most men at home can't match a shirt and a pair of pants and a jacket if they tried. Yours truly is included in that equation. And so Mark gave me this book and he basically said, look, dummy. No, he didn't say dummy to me, but he said, look, if you just look at the book and you look at the shirt and the jackets and the pants, you'll have four or five outfits just by looking through this book. So I don't even think anymore when I get up in the morning. I look at the book tells me what to do. I get dressed, I go to work. It's just that simple. So Mark, I wanted to bring you in and just tell people a little bit about how and why you even got involved in this idea of being a clothier, a professional clothier for men and women.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me, Ted. I appreciate being here. I've wanted to do this ever since I was 15 years old.
Is that true? 15 years old?
Yeah, I grew up with three sisters, and they were always dressing me. So one day I told my mom I'm going to have my own clothing business. And so every day I'm literally driving around pinching myself that I'm doing exactly what I've always wanted to do. I love it. So that's what I'm doing. I've been doing it for 20 years and I get to work with some great guys.
Now, where'd you come up with this idea, you know, again, for dummy heads like me, who don't know what to do with their clothes? It's not just picking them out. I remember when you killed my closet and threw half the stuff away. I'm just talking about this idea of sort of paint by numbers where somebody could look at stuff and know how to put together an outfit, because I'm sure there's a lot of what guys and women do a much better job, but there's a lot of men that are out there that are basically saying to themselves, you know, I'm that guy. I don't know how to put my clothes together.
Yeah, well, you know, I started my wife came home from the beauty salon one day and she came home with an armful, about $100 or $150 worth of products. And I said, what are you doing? She said, well, I got a haircut. I love the way she did it. And these are the products she used to do it. And I want to do it tomorrow morning when I get up. I want to do it just like she did. And I said, well, you're not going to be able to do that because you don't have her talent and her passion to do that.
Right.
No matter how many products you have. So it got me to thinking, how can I make dressing easy for guys? So I'm going to date myself, but I remember Garanimals growing up.
Oh my God, the Garanimals.
Garanimals, right from Sears. And used to go in there.
I had one of the giraffes for one of those things.
The giraffe. We had these other little animals, so I remember it. Now, they only had it for little boys, not for girls, right? Because empirical evidence is 22% of the male population is colorblind.
Is that true?
True. That's true, right?
Oh, my God.
So they can't see primary colors, but everybody, they can't see certain colors, but everybody can see primary colors, which are black and white. So I went on the internet, and I started Googling some Garanimals for clothes, doing this. All of a sudden, I come up with this guy in New York that had this system called dressing by the numbers. Dressing by the numbers, right? So what he did, he put little numbers on the hangers of their clothes. But I wanted to do something different. I actually wanted to put it inside the clothing. And so I called him up. I told him what I did. I said, you're in New York. I'm in Atlanta. I'm not a competitor. He said, Mark, I don't have a patent on this. Go ahead and use it. So I ordered some numbers and I started numbering all my clients' clothes and my business just exploded. It was one of those things where it's that one little thing that I did that made a huge difference. When I started to put numbers in guys' clothes, it was almost like pulling the thorn of the lion's paw. Everybody's like, Mark, you're going to number my clothes so I know exactly what to wear. And that's really completely changed my business.
Hey, you're listening to The Shrimp Tank right here on the Business Radio Network. You can always catch a replay of all of our broadcasts, including the one we're doing today with Mark on shrimptankpodcast.com. And you can download us on iTunes, which we are now. You can hear the broadcast in the car. What else would you want to listen to but The Shrimp Tank when you're on your way to work? I'm joined here today by Amalia Londano, who's a senior at KSU, doing a double major here. I guess half of it's done in management and finance. And we're sitting here with our guest today, Mark Fonseca, who's the owner of Fonseca Clothiers. I will continue to say the word haberdasher just because I don't even know how many times I'm going to get to say it anywhere else, Ryan. I just won't.
But keep saying it.
It's a good thing. You know, I'm wondering, you know, about marketing, because I swear I've received probably 87 calls from Tom James. They literally must line those people up like a bunch of fiery ants because they call you up all the time. And basically, when I get a LinkedIn request from somebody and it says professional clothier, and then I see Tom James, I go, oh my God, I'm going to get ready for the sales pitch. So how do you differentiate yourself in sort of the sea of sameness? Because it seems like there are a lot of people who want to sell clothes. How do you market the brand that you offer and differentiate yourself?
Well, the main thing is the dressing by the numbers. There's a difference between having somebody look great and selling you clothing, right? You know, the company that you mentioned, Tom James, they're really, you know, salesmen and peddlers. They have a quota to meet. They have sales managers. They have, right? So it's really kind of a multi-level company that everybody gets a vig on their clothing. So how I differentiate myself is I love what I do. I'm a business owner. I have passion. I've always wanted to do this. It's not a job for me. I don't have any quotas to fill. I want to do this. And so it's dressing by the numbers. And really, my business right now is 100% referrals.
That's fantastic. That's the best way to go.
Yeah, I get probably two or three calls a month from guys saying, hey, Mark, got your name from Ted Jenkin. I got your name from so-and-so. And can you come and see me? I've heard you do great work.
Now, did you dress Professor Hanks? Did you end up? I thought he said that you guys actually did some business together.
We did. We're working on that right now. His clothes are coming in. So about to change his life.
So he's going to go from the schleppy professor look to, now, I'm not kidding. Hanks doesn't dress schleppy, but is he, how will you dress the professor so the kids aren't like, whoa, what kind of salary are you making here at KSU?
Well, the word I like to use is relevant. One of the things that you don't get from a department store or Tom James or other people like that is you don't get not only what you're wearing, but why are you wearing it, right? So what I am doing is I'm a personal brand ambassador. Everybody's different. So Ryan's got brown hair. You've got dark hair and blue eyes. He's got green eyes. You've got dark hair and brown eyes. So everybody wears different colors for different things. And not everybody wears the same thing. So a lot of people are taught just to sell, you know, a navy blazer, a black blazer, the standard things to everybody, but not everybody looks good in that. So it's all proportional. So the two most important things in the clothing business are color and proportion. The number one most important element in dressing is to lead the viewer's eye towards your face. So I was fortunate to be the wardrobe consultant for CNN and Turner Broadcasting for 5 years. And one of the reasons I got that position is because I know how to use color to draw attention to your face. So that's the main thing. And then people immediately look at your face and then they hear the message that you're about to send. And a lot of people have no idea how to do that.
And what does a guy, you know, what is he feeling? How does he know he needs your help? You know, he may be at home going to work every day in his Dockers and his khakis and think that's cool. But does he look around the office and see other guys outdoing him, or is his wife kind of hinting to it?
It may be one of those things, you know, when we grew up, and Mark remember this since he brought up Garanimals, you're in the worst shape and you know you need Mark's help. If your pants say Husky, now they have small, medium, and large, but Husky is such it's such an awful word. It's just nothing good that comes out of that. But how does someone know they need your help?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of guys are walking around leading a life of quiet desperation, right? So they walk around.
Isn't that a song or something like that? It sounds like that.
So they're walking around and they see a guy like you, right? And they see the pocket square. They see you matching up your window pane with the Dobby, you know, lavender shirt. You're like, wow, I really wish I could do that.
But I got on a Dobby lavender shirt.
Your window pane is amazing.
I tell you that.
and they just don't know. So I call it the DKDK. It's the don't know what they don't know. One of my clients, he said, Mark, I'm a fish that does, I don't even know that I'm wet. And I do a lot of presentations and I help guys understand that you want to buy, you don't want to be sold. And so a lot of guys just don't know what they don't know. It's not good or bad, but you have to understand when you're growing up, as a little boy, the first person that buys you clothes is your mom. Then you get a girlfriend, she starts buying you clothes. You get married, then your wife starts buying you clothes, and you're always being dressed by women. Not that that's a bad thing, but there are certain rules that guys have to follow. I call them kind of the blue jeans of the business world, and there's rules in the business world that you have to follow for certain looks, or you know, if you're an accountant, you need to wear certain things, or if you're a doctor, you're an entrepreneur. I remember the first time before you even started Oxygen Financial, you came to me, and you said, Mark, I remember we were in your house, and you said, I don't ever want to wear a tie again. That was one of the things you said to me.
No, right? I hate ties.
This was even before you started Oxygen.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm even thinking about X-ing out the wedding and funeral stuff. And if I go somewhere and people say, why aren't you wearing a tie? I'm like, I don't own a tie. I have one. You want to buy me one? You can, but
don't get him one for the holidays.
Yeah, he left Ameriprise. We're sitting in his sitting room. And he said, Mark, I got referred to him. He said, I never want to wear a tie again, but I want to send the message that I'm a successful entrepreneur. I said, well, we can do that. It's easy, right? So I'm a problem solver. People come to me, they want to look older, they want to look thinner, they want to look younger. And you can do that with certain patterns and colors. And a lot of people in the clothing industry just don't know how to do that. It's a science and it takes a lot of talent to do that.
All right, we're going
to
take a quick break from our sponsors. We're sitting here with Mark Fonseca, the owner of Fonseca Clothiers Incorporated. Make some unbelievable clothes. You'll have to check these out. We're going to talk to him. When we come back from the hot or not section, we're going to talk to him. I want to ask him, is it ever a good idea to give away free stuff? We'll be right back on the Shrimp Tank.
Does it seem like the more money you make, the more money seems to slip through your fingers? Why is it that you make six figures but seem to have six figures worth of bills? Now is the time to get a plan. Set up time today to start your 21-day budget cleanse. Go to oxygenfinancial.net to schedule a complimentary meeting today. Go to oxygenfinancial.net and get started. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra Investment Services. Oxygen is not affiliated with Kestra.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Shrimp Tank. We're coming to you live right here on the Business Radio X Network, 11:30 to 12:30. Thanks for spending a little bit of your lunchtime, even if it's early today, with me, your host, Ted Jenkins. Got Ryan Redhawk is on the mic today. We're not here with our co-hosts, Lee Heisman and Chris Hanks. We're sitting here with our guest, Mark Fonseca, the owner of Fonseca Clothiers Incorporated. We've got Amalia Londano on. who's with Kennesaw State University, a senior there, soon to be out in this business world. Now, do you have anything after this first segment before I get into the hot or not that you thought you might want to ask Mark?
Yeah. For example, when you're advising someone on like what to wear, do they know, do you work with them together to see kind of like what they're expecting, or you just bring them like something?
Yeah. So I have a three-step process. The first thing we do is we have a consultation, which is there's no charge for my consultation. It's a 30-minute consultation, and we go over what they like, what they think about clothes, the colors that are in their wheelhouse, eye color, skin color, hair color, and really what they want to accomplish. So the first question I'll ask is, if you were to walk into a room of your peers, right, same income level, same education level, same social status, without saying one word, what message do you want to send? Is it power? Is it trust? Is it authority? Is it integrity? Is it fun? Whatever that is, I use colors and clothing patterns to for them to send that message. So your brand, when you're walking around and you walk in that room, people automatically get the message that you're sending. It's that nonverbal business card.
Now, are you going to figure out how to get Lee Heisman away from cargo shorts and a t-shirt? That's what I want to know. We need to get him at least one shirt. In fact, I will vote today that I will buy Lee Heisman one of your shirts today to at least get him going.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You don't make custom t-shirts.
No, I don't. So the second step is then once the person decides they do want to do business, I let them decide where they want to take the next step. We go to their closet and we find the three things, whether they fits them, they feel great, or they look fantastic in it. If they don't, we kind of go through there and take out what's not working and leave what's working. A lot of guys have a lot of things that are working. They just don't know it. So I'm not going there to sell you clothes. I'm going there to really get your closet in shape. Once we do that, we figure out where the holes are and some of the things that you need to send the message you want to send. The third visit is I come back with things that I've prepared that are all numbered. And based on what we've discussed, all the information we've discussed, and here are the colors and the patterns that you need to send the message that you want to send. And then we take measurements, and then the clothes come in about 6 to 8 weeks.
Because it's all about color and proportion, right? Color and proportion. Most guys are walking around in baggy clothing, you know, colors wrong. And just that little adjustment in their wardrobe can make them feel better and look better when they're going about town.
Yeah, it's like a pocket square, right? It's a little thing that makes a huge difference. It's, you know, the devil's like everything's in the details, whether it's financial services or broadcasting.
Yeah. Well, my question was going to be, if for a guy like Lee Heisman, who goes around in cargo shorts and t-shirts most of the time, what's the one piece of clothing he should have in his closet that he can kind of put an outfit around?
A great shirt, right? Shirts, when a lot of guys are doing like Ted's doing today and I'm doing today, is the kind of the business casual, or I call it the kind of an entrepreneurial casual. They want to do a great jacket, great jeans. So the shirt really plays center stage around everything. You have a great shirt. Even if you're walking around the office, your shirt looks great. Then you put the jacket on and like Emerald says, bam, you take it to the next level.
Nice.
So really the shirt is everything. Having a great casual shirt that works for you is where I'd start.
I would say Ted is entrepreneurial casual.
Definitely. I like that. Yeah. I'm going to call myself going forward. Entrepreneurial casual. Now, is this a hot or not here? I want to know, is it ever a good idea to give away a free shirt? Do you ever do that? Is it, or like when you talk about an entrepreneur in general, is it ever a good idea to give away free stuff?
Well, is a marketing budget. You know, there's some times where I've gotten business where like you buy Lee a shirt and then he says, Mark, I really like it. You know, you kind of get hooked. It's a little like crack. And then you have clothes that fit great or that you've never really had that good of a fit, then that's got me a lot of business. So as a rule, I will do that. I don't give away a lot of clothes. I do a lot of silent auctions where I'll put things up and things like that. I've gotten clients that way. So every once in a while, when it makes sense, I'll do that.
Now, is it a hot or not to hire family members in the business? Is that a hot or a not?
I would say it's a not for me.
No dice. No family members.
No family members.
The wife stays out?
Yeah, she stays out. My daughter, she has a great fashion sense. I'll let them decide. I'll let them come to me rather than forcing something on them. I'd rather have them come to me. It's something that they really want to do, that they don't feel obligated that they have to do it. So I would leave it up to them.
And is it hot or not to use social media for your business?
Oh, it's absolutely hot. Yeah. Social media is... it's a great way, whether it's Instagram or Facebook, or it's really an opportunity for me, because where I believe that I shine is really putting things together, how to do, you know, pattern matching and pattern mixing, whether you're putting checks with stripes, and a lot of guys just know how to do that. So there are certain rules that you follow But yeah, so that really gives me now an ability to really show my talent. And I do a lot of prospecting that way as well, where I have a clothing app that Ted talked about where I can actually put together a virtual closet for you. And I'll put things together and I'll basically send that to somebody that I see in a magazine that's wearing the wrong colors. And I'll say, you know, you look great, but you can look so much better. And then I'll send them a picture of what they could look like. And, you know, that really works well for me.
It's ironic because, you know, when you look at a lot of people that have a business like they're a professional hairstylist, I don't know why their hair is always blue or green, but I guess it's, you know, that calling card. Every time I see somebody that has blue or green hair, I think to myself, hairstylist. But do you make it a practice normally to always wear something that you've personally put together? And do you use that as a calling card in your marketing?
I do. I'm a walking advertisement, right? So my clients are walking billboards for me. And I know you've been really been great in sending me a lot of business because people see your shirts or they see what you're wearing. And like Chris Hanks, he said, Ted always looks fantastic. Every time I get together with him, you know, I feel bad because I look so bad and I had to call you. So,
Well, you know, guilted Hanks into buying some stuff.
So he said he had to you know, step his game up and get some new gear to match Ted Jenkin.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break from our sponsors. You're listening to the Shrimp Tank right here on the Business Radio X Network. If you want to hear an entire replay of the broadcast that we're having with Mark today, you go to shrimptankpodcast.com. You can always download us on iTunes. There are also some great entrepreneurial articles that are on there as well. Again, we love doing this in conjunction with Kennesaw State with the great things that are happening there in the entrepreneurial school. And when we come back from our break, we're going to have a plead the fifth section. And I want to find out, has Mark Fonseca ever bought anything at Target? We'll be right back after a break from our sponsors.
Would you like to have live radio at your next trade show or conference? Now you can with Business Radio X and Radio in My Booth, engaging a Target audience on location. To learn more about having live radio at your next trade show, conference, expo, or event, go to radioinmybooth.com. That's radioinmybooth.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Shrimp Tank, coming to you live right here at the Business Radio X Network, live 11:30 to 12:30. Thanks for joining us again during your lunch. You're getting some great information today, as we do from all of our entrepreneurs, from Mark Fonseca, who's the owner of Fonseca Clothiers Incorporated. As I've said, and I will say once more, he is a haberdasher. I love that word. There are certain words that when you hear them, years ago, somebody gave me the word cadre, and I try to fit it into every sentence that I can. If you can't be smart, you might as well look smart with a few words that you can say. We're also sitting here with Amalia Londano, who's a senior at Kennesaw State. I like the questions that you asked in segment two. That was good today. We'll have to see if you come up with a plead the fifth. And that's really what we're going to do here in our third segment, is to see whether or not we can get Mark to plead the fifth. He gets one opportunity to plead the fifth. So I will start off with a more simple one in here, which is since you obviously wear and make high-grade clothes, where's the lowest-grade place that you've ever bought a piece of clothing?
I would say two places, TJ Maxx.
Why, TJ Maxx, if you're listening, you just went right to the low-grade list.
TJ Maxx and what's the Marshalls?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the low-grade list. Yeah. I'm sorry if I offended anybody with that, but it is.
So, honestly, you can find some great things there if you know what to look for, right? You can find some fantastic... I'll take my son there, and I'll teach him how to shop, right? I'll go there. You can buy, you know, $100 shirts for $22, right? So I teach him to be frugal. We've learned that from Ted Jenkin, right? Yeah. We've completely changed our life around. We're completely on a cash basis now. We're on the Dave Ramsey program.
Oh, it's a great program.
Yeah. So my son is understanding good financial habits, and it's not to overspend on anything, especially your clothing. All his kids in the high school are wearing labels and, you know, Louis Vuitton and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, man, it's so overpriced, right?
Maybe they got out of Marshalls.
Right. Maybe they did. Yeah. So I really teach them that you can get some, you know, if you know what you're looking for, you're not going to go there. Sometimes I'll go there for 2 hours and find nothing. Right. Yeah. But
can you get a good deal at the consignment shops? You think at those consignment shops?
I think, you know, if you know what you're looking for, if you really know clothing, you really know fabrics, depending on if you're sure you went to the clothing store in Buckhead, you know, down by Lenox or Phipps, I'm sure you can find some great pieces. There's a lot of stuff down there you can find, but you have to know what you're looking for and you have to have a good tailor. If you find a great jacket, you'll find a great tailor to fit it on you, right? So I do that as well. I'll have guys that don't buy everything from me, and their wives will buy them a gift or something, and they need to have it tailored up, and I provide that service for them.
Have you ever gotten stiffed? Has anyone bought $5,000 of clothing with you? You delivered the clothing, and you got stiffed?
No, I can't.
That's good.
I've known guys that have. But
it's 100% referral basis business. I mean, that wouldn't go very far.
There's always one in there, though.
Yeah,
I've never been stiffed.
Well, listeners, if you're out there and you want to challenge Mark's skills, maybe you give him a call there, but I'm sure that nobody wants to do that. But I have one plead the fifth for you. What label out there, high price label that everybody puts all their stock in, thinks is so fashionable, but really we all know is probably made in or not as as pricey as we think it is?
Yeah, I'd have to say Versace. I mean, they're just, they're, it's bad.
Is it? See, I'm not in that realm. I don't know. Yeah. So it's good to have a guy like you who has his, you know, checking the pulse of the fashion industry. So Versace is not what it's cracked up to be.
I don't even know how like places like Hermes makes any money. Every time I go in there, first of all, there's never anybody in there. If there is, who's spending $475 on a scarf?
Yeah, I don't get it.
But Versace's way overpriced, huh?
Way overpriced. Wow. Yeah.
All right. Not a plea to the fifth. We can't get him to plead just yet, can we?
Well, maybe we'd say it on the other side, too. I'm curious, you know, what's the best value out there? Are there any brands that you've seen that's just like really a hell of a good value?
You know, I would have to say, you know, anything, you know, Robert Talbot, their ties are great ties.
Talbot ties.
Yeah, you can find some great stuff at Nordstrom Rack.
Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah, they've got some great stuff for great value there.
Check that out.
That's like going to those men's sales when they have them 50% off or something like that twice a year. Those are
then you know
good.
Then if you're getting 50 or 70% off, then you're pretty much getting almost at their cost.
Now, do you recommend marrying an entrepreneur? Is that a good idea?
I think so. I you know, it's you know, they have to understand the ups and downs, right? If you're married to someone that wants a lot of security and they're raising a family of CPAs or attorneys, they're not going to really like the ups and downs and the zero to hero months that you have, right?
And it's not just financial ups and downs, right? You have emotional ups and downs where you have months where probably you're slaying it, you make a sale every day, and then you got another month where people just, they're not buying anything.
Yeah. And you have no cheerleaders. You come home, you had a great day, and there's, you know, I look at my dog and I'm like, oh, I had this great day. There's nobody, you get no attaboys. Yeah. There's no one patting you on the back like my sales manager used to do when I was selling copiers for Lanier. I don't come in and get to ring the bell. You know, so sometimes it gets pretty lonely, but I'd make a horrible employee, so I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, what famous person, celebrity, rock star, whoever, that you could adopt your clothing, you think would be like a home run for you?
You know, I'd have to say Alan Flusser, you know.
Alan Flusser, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Alan Flusser is, he's an icon in the clothing business. He wrote the book called Dressing the Man. He's written several books, actually. Okay. And I was actually fortunate enough when he brought his last book out, Dressing the Man, in 2003, to help him roll out the book here in Atlanta at Nordstrom at Perimeter Mall. And that was probably one of my biggest claims to fame, that I actually partnered with him to do a seminar.
Wow.
I was asked to do that, so... out of
is
all
there
the guys
any celebrity
in Atlanta,
that you would say you think that their style, they have it going, it's on here? Or?
Wow.
Obviously, it's not the Beeb, so we can take him
out. No,
you
know? It's not the Beeb. You know, I think George Clooney has a great style, right? Mm-hmm. It's very simple, very elegant, although his formal wear is always out of integrity, right? He always wears, one thing out there, guys, listen, when it comes to formal wear or what people call a tuxedo or dinner clothing, there's only two lapels that are appropriate. It's either a peak lapel, which is a pointy lapel that I'm wearing, or a shawl lapel, which is rounded. The notch lapel, like Ted's wearing, your notch lapel, which is your business suits, that is not a formal lapel.
That is great advice.
Yeah, and that, I can't tell you how many guys I've replaced where you go into a store and their job is to do what? Their job is to sell you what they have. They're not going to say, I'm sorry, you know, Mr. Jenkins, we don't have what you need. You need to go see Mark Fonseca. They're going to sell you what they have. And there's so many guys that are being sold. And what I try to help guys do is to educate them so when they go out, they know they're going to buy and not be sold. And that's one area where I see a lot of successful guys like George Clooney every year at the Oscars. He's wearing a notch lapel dinner jacket. But they get so many people that are yes men. They don't want to hurt their feelings or tell them what they want to hear. Oh, you look great. You look great. And I just don't have to do that because I have my own business.
Who's the worst celebrity you ever had to tailor?
That's a good one.
Athlete. We'll leave business owners out.
I'd say a lot of athletes are, You know, this is back in the day. Remember Eric Pegram?
Yeah, I do.
When he was here, right?
Not good, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, so many of those guys get taken advantage of because of the money they have. And, you know, it's just I can't put my head on the pillow at night knowing what my clothes cost and knowing what they're paying. But, you know, they get a lot of guys out there that just don't
care. You need to be dressing Russell Westbrook. I don't know what he's wearing.
A lot of these are fashion forward or like future of fashion. Where do you see the future of fashion from your perspective? What's old is new again. You know, what can we look for trending forward?
Yeah, you know, I just, you know, like French blue is very hot right now. You know, French blue, it's not so like your navy, it's your traditional navy, going a little bit lighter on the blues, like Ted's jacket. It's called French blue or the new blue, which is such a great color, kind of change it up a little bit. Always, you know, pastels are always great, like his lavender shirt. They just kind of soften things up. But again, it always goes back to what message do you want to send, right? A lot of guys will see, you know, they'll look at somebody else and say, oh, he looks great in that, but it may not look great on you, right? And that's why I tell people, you know, don't, you know, fashion, that's where there's permanent fashion and fleeting fashion, right? Permanent fashion, there's certain rules you need to follow. But I'd say the blue, and then, you know, like Ted's wearing today, what we're like the jackets and great jeans and great shoes. Or a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners, they don't want to wear a suit and tie, but they still want to look like the boss, right? So there's a great book called Leadership Secrets of Attila the Hun. And he always says, you want to dress one notch above your subordinates. And the less you wear, the better it has to be. I'll have some guys that'll say, Mark, I don't even want to wear a jacket. Well, then you better have a great shirt, great accessories, great belt, great glasses, great shoes, right? Because the less you wear, the higher quality it needs to be. And
you got a great local place here to get shoes? Is there a place that you see here that's a great place to buy cool shoes?
I'm telling you, I mean, Nordstrom Rack, you can get, if you know what you're looking for, you can find some Ferragamos there. You can find Prada shoes, Gucci shoes. I mean, you really can. I really love that place. I recommend people to go there. I try to help people. If they can't afford what I do, I'll say, hey, listen, go to Nordstrom Rack. You know, try and stay away from Joseph Banks because, you know, you can't buy 10 suits for $200. I mean, it's just not going to work, right?
Who's your toughest competitor here in town?
I would really say the online, you know, like Suit Supply, people like that, because I don't have the presence that they have, right? And they have economies of scale, right? They can sell a suit for $600 that I just, you know, so my suits cost $600, right, to make.
All right, we'll do one last question here I'm curious about, and then I want people to know how they can get in touch with you if they're interested in getting professionally clothed by you. So from time to time, you get these emails that say, Dear Sir, Mr. Something is going to be in town on a special trip from a faraway place in Thailand. Are these good idea to buy suits from these people?
No, it's really not. I mean, I've heard so many horror stories. I mean, it's really like a needle in a haystack. There's been so many horror stories where guys come in, and these guys know nothing about you. They have no idea what you do for a living. They don't have the time to consult you. They make you things, and then if they don't fit, you can't send them back because they're in Shanghai or whatever. So, but they entice you with the cheap price. You can buy 10 suits for $1,000. And then also when you go to dry clean them, our dry cleaners here and the dry cleaners overseas are totally different. Right. So what you can't see is the underpinnings of the suit. The suit looks great, but underneath, you know, it's got a foam sleeve head instead of a cotton sleeve head. So you can't, with the things underneath, you know, they use cotton thread, not silk thread. So they're cheap for a reason.
Right.
And when you go to get them dry clean, they just fall apart. And
well, for the folks that are listening today and have heard you here on the Shrimp Tank and they're interested in learning more about how to buy a shirt from you or buy number of jackets or pants or, you know, get fully clothed or learn how not to be a dummy and dress by numbers, how can they get in touch with you and learn more about your company?
Yeah, the best way is you can pick up the phone and give me a call, 404-983-4121. You can go to my website, which is dressetheman.com. You can email me at M as in Mark, B as in Boy, F as in Frank, at DressTheMan, DressTheMan.com.
Well, thanks for coming on the show today. You know, you definitely want to use a guy like Mark because I knew a guy who bought from those people overseas, and his name was Brian Lake. And when he got all of his suits back in a small DHL box that showed up at the office, they spelled his name Brain Lake. So two choices, right? Get the name right on the inside of the jacket or not. And remember, when it comes to clothes, listen to what Mark said today. It may be DKDK. You don't know what you don't know. So once you get with him, you will know how to dress yourself better and get yourself looking good when you're out there. And thanks so much for joining us this week on the Shrimp Tank.
I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.